Doc Jacobs joins us on Sports Byline. He is an Iraq vet, and he always said he had two dreams. One was to fight for freedom in a war like his ancestors have done, and two, to play Major League Baseball, and he has now accomplished both those goals. Doc is an Iraq war veteran who lost part of his leg in an explosion, was among 80 hopefuls that gathered at the Dodgers Ranch training camp field, and he was encouraged to try out by Hall of Famer and former Dodger manager Tommy Lasorda. And just some background on Doc. Doc was injured by an improvised explosive device when he was assigned to a Marine division back in 2006, and he lost his left leg below the knee and sustained foot and hand injuries and went through more than 50 surgeries. And the young vet said trying out for the Dodgers was about making a statement. What was that statement you were trying to make, Doc?
Well, I wanted to prove to other disabled veterans and persons with disabilities around the nation that once you become injured or disabled, your dreams shouldn't stop, that you should still pursue your dreams and your goals. And I was told, even by some of my own family, that I had some unrealistic goals. And I said, you know what, if you're not standing beside me, then get out of my way. Like, I'm here to prove a point. So, you know, they finally understood that I wasn't backing down. And so they stood beside me.
How active were you as an athlete before you got into the Marine Corps?
I was fairly active. I remember running track and doing sports throughout my whole time. I did track during baseball season, and so when I wasn't out on baseball event, I was doing a track event as well. So I was just trying to do the dual athlete thing, and it was pretty interesting.
You know, one of the things I've always observed, and having been to Iraq and Afghanistan a number of times and having spent time with these very, very talented men and women and soldiers, is the fact that the discipline that you see in the military is something that probably carries over from any discipline if you are a highly skilled athlete playing team sports. Am I correct in that observation, Doc?
Yes, that is very correct.
And how does it manifest itself? What have you seen the discipline of sports, and how was it manifested over in the military situation?
Well, if you're playing on a team sport growing up, you kind of understand the concept of teamwork, and so it's kind of easier to grasp when you get in the military. I mean, it's not really the same effect as just trying to get to the, you know, city championship game or whatever the case may be, but it definitely carries over opposed to somebody just sitting around playing Modern Warfare, Call of Duty all day and think that they... You know, they're out there to be a glorious person and win all the medals. And I mean, it's definitely beneficial.
Now, as I understand it, you grew up being a Cleveland Indians fan, right?
Yes, sir.
What teams do you remember? What Indian teams do you remember as you were growing up and watching them as a kid?
I remember the good 90s, the roaring 90s for the tribe, especially after Jacobs Field opened. And the Indians had just signed Omar Vizquel, and they had Robbie Alomar. They had Kenny Lofton, Jim Thome, Manny Ramirez. One of my personal friends, awesome guy, John McDonald as well. He came up in the late 90s. And, I mean, I just really, really enjoyed watching them play. And I was pretty devastated when they lost the World Series in 95 and 97, but... It's just a Cleveland way to do things.
Yeah, the Cleveland fans are long-suffering fans. I put them right behind the Chicago Cubs fans for futility and frustration. Let me get the dichotomy here, because I've often said that watching a game at Jacobs Field back in the 90s when they opened up that stadium was one of the best experiences, because it really sits down low. And if you look around that stadium, Doc, you can see all the high-rise buildings around it and everything. Describe it from a fan standpoint for me.
I don't know. It just seems like it's a painting in the background. Like, it's just not real.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up, you'd watch Jim Thome smash one out to deep center, and you're just looking at the city behind it, and it's amazing. But, I mean, just the feel of the energy back when the Indians were doing so amazing. And, yeah, I mean, you would just walk near the stadium and you could feel the energy. And nowadays, like the Indians closer said last year, Chris Perez, he said Indians fans need to come out and support regardless.
Tell me about the old stadium. Did you see many games in the old stadium?
I saw a few, and it was kind of dull, but that's probably why they hadn't won a World Series since 1948. But you know, they're a great organization, though, and you know, like you said, though, the Indians fans are pretty diehard and suffer a lot.
Tell me a little bit how you met Tommy Lasorda and about the invitation.
I met Mr. Lasorda through the California Disabled Veterans Business Alliance, and I met him through them, and we were both guests at their brunch, breakfast, lunch event on Veterans Day, and I was introduced to him as a disabled veteran baseball player, and he asked if I could hit a baseball, and I said, yes, I can, and he said, well, you want to come out and try out for the Dodgers? And I said, yes, sir, and his assistant looked at me and she was like, he's very serious when he says an offer like this, he's very serious. And so I said, okay, I'm pretty serious too. I definitely want to try out. And so, I mean, I knew that the chances of making the team anyways were slim to none, but just the opportunity of getting out there and then carrying on the mission of, vet sports was my bigger mission at hand.
Now, I have to ask you about your friends, family, and others that when you went back and told them, oh, by the way, I'm going to training camp with the Dodgers, what kind of reaction did you get?
A lot of them didn't believe me. But, I mean, I was just so excited. And then I told them, I said, no, you guys have to believe me. And I said, I know you may not believe me now, but there will be pictures and stuff later, but just trust me on this.
Now, what did you expect the experience to be like, Doc, and how was it similar to or different from what you thought? Take me through it a little bit.
Well, I mean, I thought it was amazing in general, and I absolutely loved it. And I want to thank the Dodgers organization for having me out, and I know there was a lot of publicity and media and stuff, and might have been a little bit of a hurdle for them, but, I mean, just pursuing a childhood dream, and also being out there as a mentor and leader for disabled veterans was amazing. And I mean, I thought the whole fielding and hitting and everything was what it was going to be like. I kind of envisioned all that, but I'm one of those type of people that goes through every possible scenario in my head before I approach a situation. So I kind of expected some of those things to happen anyways.
As you walked into the clubhouse that very, very first time and looked around, found your cubicle, started to put on that Dodger uniform and everything, what went through your mind?
Well, I never got to put on the Dodger uniform. You know, it was just the regular tryouts. But, I mean, just stepping out on the field and just looking at all these Dodger hopefuls. And, you know, some of these guys were playing. I think one guy played 8 years with the A's, another guy played 5 years with the Twins, and some people played some triple-A ball and double-A ball. And just to know that I was out there competing with them and on the same field with them in general and just chit-chatting with them, it was pretty amazing. And it was a pretty unreal feeling, actually.
You know, you're the perfect person to talk about this because, as you pointed out, these were other hopefuls, 80 hopefuls trying to impress the Dodger organization and maybe be able to continue their dream. What is it that really fuels that dream for people to play this game, to want to be, to play baseball, even at the minor league level? What is it? Give me some insight, Doc.
Well, I kind of tossed away the whole childhood side of me and the whole being a hopeful there, but... I mean, just kind of growing up and watching some of the big timers come out of the Akron Arrows organization, which is AA for the Indians, like my good friend John McDonald. And I mean, just seeing them and their hearts while they're out there and just hoping to get that shot and make something was kind of that feeling. And I wasn't even at the minor league level getting out there and giving it my all, but I was. From a leader amongst the Wounded Warriors, it was amazing. It was definitely okay. If I actually get a shot and I move to the minor leagues and whatever the case may be, or if I just stay at the training camp and just train there for a year, I could use this to inspire other veterans around the nation and in the world. Because I know some veterans, they just want to go on like a backpacking tour through South America after they're out. So that's why I say world. It was definitely an amazing feeling from that standpoint, knowing that I had the torch and, you know, I had some people's aspirations and dreams in my hands. And so it was kind of an unreal feeling.
Doc Jacobs is with us. He's an Iraq veteran who lost a leg and who also had a tryout with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Tommy Lasorda, the former manager, inviting him. We're going to talk a little bit more about what went on during the tryout, how he feels he did. But he also is someone that plays on a traveling softball team and is one of three founders of Vet Sports. And I want to, you know, really focus in on that a little bit as well. We continue on Sports Byline.